Senator Obama spoke at a meeting in Indiana that dealt with a range of national security threats, including nuclear proliferation, as well as cyber and bioterrorism. Obama said his intention to wind down the U.S. involvement in Iraq would allow the United States to take the lead in securing nuclear materials around the world.
For the amount of money that we're spending in Iraq in 1 month, if that same amount of money was spent over the course of the next 4 years, we could lock up all the loose nuclear material that exists out there. That strikes me as a good investment to make.
Obama's Republican opponent, Senator John McCain, focused on education reform during a speech in Cincinnati, Ohio, to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a leading civil rights organization. McCain said if elected, he would make it easier for parents in low-income areas to send their children to better-performing private schools as an alternative to public education. McCain also spoke about the weakened domestic economy, which public opinion polls indicate is the top issue in the election campaign for voters. The presumptive Republican nominee reiterated his commitment to cutting taxes.
I believe that in a troubled economy, when folks are struggling to afford the necessities of life, higher taxes are the last thing we need. The economy isn't hurting because workers and businesses are undertaxed.
Three new public opinion polls give Senator Obama a lead over Senator McCain of between 6 and 9 points. The surveys were conducted by CBS News and the New York Times, ABC News and the Washington Post, and Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. The CBS News New York Times poll also suggests a racial divide remains among American voters. That survey found that 55% of white voters believe that race relations in the country are good at the present time, while only 29% of African Americans feel the same way. However, majorities of both blacks and whites did agree that the country is ready for an African American president. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.